This is an executive summary of DSTs and the 1031 Same Taxpayer Rule, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the most important, and most easily overlooked, requirements of the 1031 exchange is the Same Taxpayer Rule. The taxpayer who sold the relinquished property must be the same taxpayer who acquires the replacement property. You can't sell as one taxpayer and buy as another. When the replacement property is a Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, this means your beneficial interest must be titled to match the taxpayer, and taxpayer identification number, that sold your old property. The nuance is that same taxpayer is a tax concept, not just a name on a deed. Certain entities, like single-member LLCs and revocable living trusts, are disregarded for tax purposes and treated as the same taxpayer as their owner, so holding the DST through one of them preserves the exchange. Spousal and community property considerations add another layer for married couples. This guide explains the same taxpayer requirement, holding title through entities, disregarded entities and trusts, spousal and community property issues, and titling your DST correctly. Note that these are technical legal and tax matters. Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Coordinate with your qualified intermediary, attorney, and CPA. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.